I'm told.
Mrs. Douglas, too?
No, she's a local lady. Quite the beauty, it seems. And a fair bit younger than her husband.
Who discovered the body?
A house guest, Mr. Cecil Barker.
Do you know anything about him?
Well, he's often there, apparently.
A friend of Mr. Douglas? Or his wife?
I see what you're thinking, Doctor, but it was Mr. Douglas he was close to. A friend from the old days, in the Californian goldfields, so they say.
What the hell? Etty! My God! Etty!
For pity's sake, John!
You shouldn't go sneaking up on a body like that.
I wanted to see you.
I try and strangle you. Oh, come here, my darling. Let me make it up to you.
Why were you so scared of me?
Sure, I was thinking of other things. Come on. Come here.
John!
Now, come on. Make your heart easy. Let me see you smile.
How can I be easy when I know you're one of them? A criminal.
We're just poor men trying to get our rights.
Give it up, John. I beg you.
I can't break my oath. I can't desert my comrades.
Not even for me?
Not even for you.
Burlstone Manor, gentlemen.
Thank you.
That's not a house, it's a fortress.
Aye, that's the word for it.
Jacobean.
Built on the ruins of something much older. It's probably 11th century. That really would have been a fortress.
This is enough of one for me. A moat and a drawbridge. Wonderful.
That drawbridge still works. Is she in the oil on the chain?
Not from here, no.
And the winding gear is almost new. Interesting.
This Mr. Douglas valued his security. Jacobean, you say?
Yes, why?
Oh, I was just thinking. This house has seen 3 centuries of births and homecomings, of country dances and hunts and happiness.
Thank you, Watson.
And now, in its old age, this tragedy. Mind you, it's a fit setting for a murder. Silent as a churchyard and dark as a tomb.
Beautifully put. You'll probably double the circulation of the Strand magazine.
Mr. MacDonald?
Oh, wait, Mason.
Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, Dr. Watson, I hope we'll all have a place in the book when the time comes, eh? Mr. Holmes?
Mr. White Mason?
Oh, this is something after your own heart, gentlemen. A snorter. A real snorter.
Dear God, he was found in exactly this position.
Yes, sir, he was. We moved the gun, but that were all.
Where exactly was the gun?
Across his chest.
Excuse me.
It was a double-barrel shotgun. It was.
One barrel wouldn't have been enough to destroy that much of the skull. You agree, Watson?
Yes, sir, I'm afraid I do.
2 barrels fired at very close range, full in the face. The angle of the shots is almost vertical. Powder burns on his dressing gown.
Are you sure this was murder, Inspector?
Details. That's what's important in this life. You get the details right, the rest will take care of itself.
Don't ever get tired of the sound of your own voice, McMurdo.
Not half as tired as I do of yours, Baldwin.
That's enough. Brother Baldwin, get back to your beer. Brother McMurdo, a word.
I'm beginning to have my doubts, Doctor. White Mason, I hope you've not brought us down here for nothing.
I don't think so. Though it's true that everyone's first thought was for suicide. Mr. Barker, Ames the butler, the housekeeper.
What about Mrs. Douglas? What was her reaction when she saw the body?
She didn't. Mr. Barker managed to stop her before she could come in here.
Indeed. You're about to tell us the evidence for murder.
I want an end to this business between you and Baldwin.
We're all at each other's throats just in a minute. That mess up with the Steve Bird job didn't help.
Bird was warned. He must have been warned. Too many jobs have been going wrong lately. We might have a squealer.
Not necessarily.
That new captain's too sharp for his own good.
Maybe.
You want him taken care of?
It's too risky.